If you've ever responded to the question, how are you, with I'm overwhelmed, this episode is for you. Overwhelm is something that we all face, but it's not something that we need to try to avoid or outrun. And that might be an unpopular opinion, but you will experience overwhelm in life. That is a guarantee. Overwhelm is a feeling to acknowledge, not a place to camp out or to take on as an identity or as a personality trait that you're just overwhelmed all the time. So instead of trying to figure out or asking the question, how do I not get overwhelmed? How do I avoid overwhelm? In this episode, we're going to talk about how to move through it, to lean into it and give it the attention that it deserves and continue on forward. Because just like every other feeling we experience, overwhelm is simply a messenger alerting us that some things aren't quite right. So lean in and enjoy this episode of the Joy-Filled Podcast. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. So a few weeks ago, or it was probably a few months ago now, I put up a poll on my Instagram stories and I asked, you know, hey, what are you wanting to hear about on the podcast? What kinds of things are you wanting to talk about? And I got quite a few responses along the lines of, how do I not get overwhelmed? And this is also a question that I see often in my DMs, in my email, and it's a question that I'm hearing all the time. We're all trying to figure out, how do I not get overwhelmed? How do you not get overwhelmed in motherhood? Motherhood is so overwhelming. How are you not overwhelmed? Like, we're all chasing the answer to this question, and we feel like everyone else has got it figured out, and no one else is overwhelmed, and why am I overwhelmed, and how do I not be overwhelmed, right? Like, it's this question that we're all trying to answer. But I would propose to you that the question is not, how do I not get overwhelmed, but what do I do when I get overwhelmed? Because overwhelm is a feeling, and we can't outrun it. You might be able to sustain that for a little while. You might be able to feel like, oh, I'm going, I'm good, I'm not overwhelmed, I'm not getting overwhelmed. But there will always come a point in your life when overwhelm catches up to you and you feel it. And it can kind of feel like it's taking over you. Well, isn't that the point? It kind of is in the word. It overwhelms you, right? And so we've got to stop with this idea that overwhelm is something that we can avoid. Because I don't believe that it is. Overwhelm is a feeling. And I think it's along the same lines as I view it, along the same lines as, you know, discouragement, as burnout, anxiousness, anxiety. While anxiety can be a diagnosis, you know, it's also anxious is a feeling. And so all of these big feelings that we feel, especially in motherhood, and they're very heightened in motherhood, we have to figure out, okay, how do I move through these things? I can't avoid them and I can't let them paralyze me. So how do I move through them? What do I do when I start to feel this feeling coming on, and how do I move through it? And how do I allow myself to feel it in a productive way? So today, I'm not telling you how to not be overwhelmed, because I don't think that that's possible. And even in my best seasons, even when I feel like everything is going swimmingly, there are still moments of overwhelm. And there are still moments where I feel overwhelmed. And I don't say that to discourage you. Hopefully that encourages you that we are all facing overwhelm. We all feel it from time to time, but hopefully I can help you face it and work through it and move forward from it. And here's how I know that we're all going to experience overwhelm from time to time. Psalm 61 verse 2 says, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Notice the verbiage here that says, "When my heart is overwhelmed." Not if, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Where we get it wrong, and where I think a lot of this overwhelmed, anxious mom culture gets it wrong, especially on social media, we see lots of, I know, if you're anything like me, I mean, I scroll or go to my Reels Explore feed, and it's just, I see so many mom influencers that are talking about overwhelm and burnout and all of these things as if it's just a part of the job. Like, it, if you're a mom, you've got to be overwhelmed. And if you're not overwhelmed, if you're not just sitting in this constant state of overwhelm, then you're not being real. You're not being honest. Like, you're not being authentic if you're not in a constant state of overwhelm. And while I will say that, you know, like we've already established, overwhelm will happen, this constant state of overwhelm, this feeling of just you can't get out of it and you can't overcome it, where we get it wrong and where we fall into this place of this constant state of overwhelm is when we neglect to finish this prayer. We neglect to pray a prayer like this. So the psalmist said, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." When we fail as women, as moms, to call on God for help, overwhelm will overcome us every single time. You will be burnt out doing it in your own strength. You will be perpetually overwhelmed trying to do it all on your own. Your heart will continually be overwhelmed. It will continually feel like too much, because it is. It is too much for you to bear on your own. And this is why partnering with the Holy Spirit and inviting Him in and abiding in Him and allowing Him to abide in you, inviting Him to abide in you, this is why it's so essential. And it's why it's something that I talk about and will keep talking about and will not stop talking about. This Holy Spirit motherhood approach to motherhood, because it's so vital. It is the only way that I have found that works, is surrendering to Him and inviting Him in to help. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He fills in our gaps. When we get overwhelmed, it can be easy to feel super in the moment. It can be easy. At least this is what I do. When I am overwhelmed, my gaze tends to be super fixated on right now. And I feel like this is just everything. It feels too huge and I am overwhelmed and it's almost paralyzing. But when you pray a simple prayer of "lead me to the rock that is higher than I," He's higher than us. His ways are higher. He can see. He can bring us out of our zoomed in vision of our moment, and He can bring us back to seeing the full picture. He brings clarity to your overwhelmed mind. He lifts the burden from your shoulders. Like Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, He gives us rest and He teaches us to rest. He teaches us to walk with Him and to take on His burden, not the heavy, ill-fitting burden of the world, but His burden that is heavy, or that is, excuse me, not heavy, that is light, and that is easy to bear. Overwhelm is a part of life. There will not be a season in your life when you don't have moments of overwhelm. Just being honest. But even in these early years of motherhood, be mindful that you are not claiming it as a personality trait. Like, it, you know, "Hey, how are you doing? I'm just overwhelmed. It just comes with the territory. Like, it's just part of how it is. Like, I've got three kids, and yeah, I'm overwhelmed. That's who I am. That's how I am." don't do that. Like, there is a better way. If no one's ever told you, if you've never had this thought process presented to you, I want to be the one to tell you there is a better way, and you do not have to subscribe to the cultural motherhood that is all over social media, that is just burnt out and overwhelmed, and we just complain about our kids and we're just overwhelmed by life, and that's just how it is. Like, unsubscribe from that. Unsubscribe from that right now. There is a better way. The world will tell you that all motherhood is a cycle of burnout, overwhelm, rinse, repeat, burnout, overwhelm, rinse, repeat. But that is not God's design for motherhood. God wants so much more for you, and He wants you to get so much more out of this season. This season of your life is sanctifying. It is drawing you, if you let it, if you allow it, it will draw you closer to the heart of Jesus, to the heart of our Savior. There is nothing in life that more resembles our Father's love for us than our love for our children. And so this season of life is meant to sanctify us and to make us more like Him and to teach us. But we have to unsubscribe from the messages that are all over social media, that are culturally normal to just be overwhelmed. And we have to say, no, being a Christ-following mother means that it's going to look different for me. Like, it can look different for me. So what is overwhelm? And how do we approach it? And what do we do? Because I know I can sit here and give you all of these encouraging words and thoughts about how, you know, overwhelm is a feeling and it's not meant to be, you know, camped out and all of that. It's not meant to be taken on, and we're not meant to feel overwhelmed all the time. But you might be sitting there saying, but I am overwhelmed all the time. I do feel perpetually overwhelmed. So we're going to get into the practical stuff too. Don't you worry. Overwhelm, what I've learned, is a signal to you that you might need to reevaluate some systems. You might need to ask for help or say no to some things. Overwhelm is a messenger from your brain. You know, it's an alarm bell going off that something's got to give and some things aren't quite right. And so when you feel overwhelmed, instead of frantically trying to outrun it or avoid it, and also instead of feeling shame for feeling overwhelmed, take a minute and pause and ask God, what is this telling me right now? Like, please make it clear what this overwhelm is telling me. Give me the wisdom, the discernment, the clarity to make some changes so that I can work through this feeling of overwhelm. And also, sometimes it might not be that anything can change, but just pausing in that moment of I'm feeling overwhelmed and pausing to say, Lord, please help me. I literally did this today. Feeling overwhelmed by my kids, and I walked into the bathroom and I just prayed a 2-second prayer and I said, Jesus, help me, please. And so that's how we handle overwhelm. It's not that I'm always overwhelmed, but it's that in these moments of overwhelm, we handle it appropriately and we acknowledge it. Because when we don't acknowledge it, and this is something that I'm learning, and I am not an expert on like mind-body connection, but something that I've learned is that our emotions and our body, it's all connected. And I know that that can sound really like, okay, yeah, I know that. Like, that's not really groundbreaking. But when we don't acknowledge these signals and these messengers and these feelings that we have, when we don't acknowledge them, our body can't release them and we can't move through them. And so even just taking a step back to acknowledge and say out loud, I am feeling overwhelmed. What do I need to do to help myself not feel overwhelmed anymore? can be really powerful. And so overwhelm is something that we acknowledge, it's something that we feel, and then we keep going. It's not meant to be a place that we camp out in it. And I would caution against taking it on as an identity, even in the words, even in the way that you speak about it. So even instead of saying, I'm overwhelmed, right? Because that's an identity. That's a name that we're giving ourselves. I'm overwhelmed. Like, what you name yourself is powerful. Instead, say, I am feeling overwhelmed right now, or I am feeling a little bit overwhelmed today, or I am feeling overwhelmed in this moment. But be careful not to name yourself overwhelmed, and be careful not to give yourself names that God hasn't given you. Like, God did not name you overwhelmed. God named you overcomer. God named you strong and courageous. God named you, with a sound mind. Those are things that God has named you. God did not name you overwhelmed. And so that is not an identity that we need to carry, right? But if you're feeling overwhelmed, here are three things that I would ask yourself. Get honest with yourself. Take a minute and ask yourself if you're feeling overwhelmed. Number one, have you opened your Bible? When's the last time you opened your Bible? I will tell you that when I am, and reading my Bible truthfully has been something that has been a struggle my entire life to do consistently. But I will tell you that in the seasons of my life when I am consistent with opening my Bible, even if it's just for a chapter, even if it's just for 5 minutes, when I am consistent with opening my Bible every single day, I am handling the overwhelm and handling these big, big feelings and facing the things that we face in our day-to-day life is much easier, is the simplest way I can put it. Not that it is like a magical formula, like open your Bible and you'll never have problems, but there is something supernatural that happens when we open our Bible and we invite God into our lives. And so I would ask you, have you opened your Bible? When's the last time you opened your Bible? Number two, I would ask you, and I want you to ask yourself, if you're feeling overwhelmed, have you talked to God about it? Because there are some things that are just meant to fix our eyes back on Him and to nudge us back towards Him. And so sometimes that simple prayer of, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, that simple prayer really is all we need to move through that feeling of overwhelm and get back to doing what God has called us to do, which is love our family and serve our home and all the 100 other things that God has called you to do. And so, have you opened your Bible? Have you talked to God? And then number three, if you're feeling overwhelmed, have you taken the time to get quiet, turn inward, acknowledge what is causing overwhelm, and make the changes that need to be made? Because like we've established, overwhelm is not something that you're meant to carry and identify as and carry as a name. Like, it is not your identity. And if nobody's ever told you that, if you're listening to this and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling burnt out and you're feeling anxious, and you would say, I am in that cycle and I didn't know that there was a different way to do motherhood. I thought that this was just how it was supposed to be. I hope that today you feel encouraged, and I hope that my prayer is that God has been speaking to you and stirring in you a new way to do motherhood, and actually the way that He's designed it, because we are not meant to live our lives overwhelmed and burnt out. There is a better way to do it. There is a better way to go about life, and it is the easy and light and simple way that God has promised us. And so I hope that you're encouraged today, and I hope that you're reminded that, you know, overwhelm is not your name, and you don't have to claim it as your name, even if everybody else around you is. Even if everyone you see on social media is, you are doing motherhood different. And that is okay. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed, open your Bible, talk to God, acknowledge it, make the changes that need to be made, reevaluate things, get honest with yourself. Don't carry shame about it. You do not need to feel shame about feeling overwhelmed. That is something that the enemy will use to keep you operating at less than your best, is to make you feel shame for feeling overwhelmed, feeling like, I should just be able to handle it. I should just be able to handle all the things. Like, no, it's okay if you feel overwhelmed, but move through it, right? I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister, and I just lift her up to you today, wherever she is. If she's feeling that overwhelm, Lord, I pray that she would turn to you. God, that she would take her eyes off of the circumstance or the situation, and she would turn them back to you, her rock, who is higher, whose ways are higher. Lord, we thank you that you are lifting us up, that you are where we find rest. We thank you for your help. We thank you that you come alongside us and that we don't have to do motherhood alone. And I pray that you would just be with her today, as she is washing dishes and folding laundry and loving her kids. Lord, that she would feel your presence with her in the mundane of motherhood. I pray blessing over her and her home and her children. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.